Today, I woke up on the wrong side of the bed, and I'm grateful that I have tools to restart my day today, so that I don't end up wasting it all in anger and frustration, because today, more than ever, I can't afford to just wake up on the wrong side of the bed and see what happens. So I'll tell you exactly what I did today and share this with the hope that it's useful for you in seeing what's possible. Because for most of my life, I didn't realize this was possible. I would often be at 3 or 4 in the afternoon still saying I woke up on the wrong side of the bed today, or someone else saying, did you wake up on the wrong side of the bed today? And then, no, I'm fine. And then finally, by the end of the day, just how did I mess things up so much? Well, today I see, if I get up on the wrong side of the bed, there's nothing more important than fixing that. Absolutely nothing is more important than going out into the world in the right state of mind. Because when I'm in the wrong state of mind, that's when all the bad things in life are more likely to happen to me. Things like car accidents, things like saying nasty things to family members and friends, mistakes at work. All kinds of bad things are likely to happen once I've got up on the wrong side of the bed. So here's what happened today. And I don't know exactly all the details of why, and yet I'm curious, I'm interested in finding out as much as possible about how things like this happen. So I woke up, Madeline, my daughter, had already woke up, and my wife had got up with her a few hours before. So I woke up and thought, good, I can wake up at around 7 or 7:30. I'd went to bed at about 10 the night before, so therefore I'd got plenty of sleep. If I hadn't got plenty of sleep, that's almost always a good way to wake up on the wrong side of the bed by itself. So plenty of sleep, not an issue. In fact, I probably got too much sleep. Maybe that was the issue. So I thought about 7, okay, good, I can wake up, I can help out, I can take Madeline for a walk so then my wife can get a little bit of sleep because she had to get up early with her. So then I ended up falling asleep and not being able to get up until about 9. So for some reason, I guess out of feeling like I'm not enough, like I'm not contributing enough, this is what I call a shame trigger. So all of a sudden, I'm feeling like there's not enough time in the day. Like the 12 or 13 hours I have between getting up and going to bed is just not enough time. And then I start resenting the fact that it's best if I go to bed around 10 when my wife and daughter go to bed, because if I'm up, everything else gets screwed up, long story short. And I've done a lot of research firsthand on that. So I start resenting the fact, why are there so damn few hours in the day? I've got all these videos I want to do, and I have all these ideas loaded into my head, things I can film. I want to play video games. I want to hang out with my daughter and my wife, and I want to have time to go to my support group. I want to have time to talk to the family. And I'm sitting there like, man, 12 hours isn't enough for all this. The damn day is over and I haven't even got out of bed yet. So immediately, I'm in quite a negative mood. Well, my first thought is, okay, what's the simplest thing I can do to fix this? Well, obviously I need to eat. Because I hadn't eaten in over 12 hours, I kind of do a little fast every night, or most nights. I get about 12 hours where I don't eat. That gives my whole digestive system enough time off consistently so that then it's in good shape. I don't need to do crazy things like lemon juice fast for a week. I can just give myself in the digestive tract a good 12 hours or so off, and then I don't have to do anything else. That's enough. So I first, before I even got out of bed, I pray in the morning, I ask to stay sober is my exact prayer, and yet the intent behind that prayer is to not go cause myself any further pain and suffering. So I realize you may not have this sobriety issue in particular, but to me, staying sober is about not causing more chaos and havoc and frustration, even absent of the actual drinking. It's to live a life that's worth living without having to add something to it, without having to add anything else besides exactly life as it is on life's terms. So I pray and then I read a couple of inspirational books before I even get out of bed. So in making these videos, almost always I've already read what other people had to share with me before I even go make one of these. So I consume what I'm also creating. And then I went and had breakfast and looked back at how I was doing. How am I doing? Is the problem solved? No. If anything, the problem's worse. And then my wife notices, what's wrong with you? Or how she said, are you okay? I'm like, no, I'm not okay. I'm feeling cranky. I'm feeling pissed off at this day and I haven't even started it yet. So normally in my life, that would have led to a bad day. That would have led to fights and arguments with my wife. That would have led to unhealthy behaviors and whatever form those unhealthy behaviors took, from just being nasty to people around me to being nasty to myself in particular, or to going overboard with things. At one point I was doing like 2-hour workouts at the gym. That's overboard. I'm not trying to be a professional athlete. I don't need to do 2 hours on an elliptical. That's more than I need. And I was doing way too much work at one point in my life. I'd go to work about 10. I wouldn't leave often until 10 or 11 at night. And it's not because I had that much to do. I was just obsessing and making that much to do. Today I realize I can't safely have a day in that kind of mind state. And I'm willing to put whatever else is going on the rest of the day on the back burner until I get me right. Because no one else in the world benefits from me being all messed up in the head. And not only that, when I'm messed up in my head, I attract other people who are in the exact same state. And in fact, when I'm in a healthy, peaceful state, I repulse people automatically. I don't even have to say or do anything. There's some like energy field. It's like a magnet. Other people who are frustrated and in pain often will simply not even come near me or not call me or not share anything with me when I'm in that positive, peaceful state. So it's really important I not try and do anything. So I see that. And so what I do, I go sit down on the couch. And I think most of our problems as human beings all relate to not being able to simply sit still, sit down, sit in a room quietly, and look at what's going on. I remember seeing that in some movie with Morgan Freeman, some crazy movie where everyone was getting shot and they were manipulating bullets. And the guy in the movie said that everyone's problems come from not being able to sit quietly in a room together. And that pissed me off, of course. That's stupid. That's stupid. And now I see the merit to that. If you can sit down and look around, life is pretty simple. It's all this other crap we put on top of it that makes it difficult. So when it gets difficult, the solution is to sit down and make it simple. So I sat down, and the thing that's tricky about this is it's more uncomfortable at first. So the logical thing most of us have been programmed to do is run. Run, run, run. I was talking with two people yesterday, and the one was saying how that she can't sit still. She's has to be moving around all the time. And I didn't say anything to her because that makes sense to me. That's how I was. I always had to be moving around and doing something because what I was doing was trying to avoid looking inside at what was going on. I was always trying to get to the next thing to run away from the last thing and thinking the next thing would save me when the last thing would damn me. So I sat down on the couch this morning and I covered up and I sat down with my daughter for a minute so my wife could do what she needed to with her hands free. And I just sat there and looked. What is going on right now? What is this? And at first, the pain intensifies. I'm mad. I hate this. There's not enough time. I hate this whole stupid life. This doesn't give me the ability to do everything I want to. Just basically in Eckhart Tolle terms, an attack of the pain body. All of my pain brews up and tries to possess me. It's almost like a demon's come in and tried to possess me. And then look at that. Okay, well, is that what I want? No. Can I do anything? Nope, I can't do anything. So then that's where I go to prayer. And my simplest prayer is, God help me. Because clearly I can't do anything for myself. So God help me. And then focus on what I want. What's the real problem? The real problem is I'm choking myself with all these expectations of what need to go on today. I'm choking life by putting this rigid structure on what needs to happen today. This needs to happen. This needs to happen. I don't like this. This whole painful illusion is closing down about how things are and what's going on. And it's painful because it can't go on forever. It's this false illusion of all life around me, and yet I get stuck in it. I create and put myself in it like a baby that's crawled over into the corner of their crib and now they can't move and now they're pissed off and annoyed. That's what happens to my daughter. She'll crawl around a little and be happy, and then she'll get stuck, and then she'll get mad and start yelling for help. As soon as I pick her up, then she's happy. So that's how I kind of look at my relationship with God. I'm a child that can create its own universe. And yet sometimes I create things and get it all screwed up, and then I can't figure out how to fix it. So I just ask, like Madeline asked me to help her. I cry out, God help me. Now if you don't do God, you can just do this as an affirmation. You can affirm, say something like, I want to feel better. I pray to feel better. I'm going to feel better. I'm going to love and forgive myself. When you get the exact wording down, you can match the wording to whatever language works for you. God help me works, and I also focus on, what is it I want to do here? Well, what I'm really doing is punishing myself. I'm saying that I'm not enough, so what I really need to do is forgive myself. Forgive whatever wrongs I think I've committed by waking up 2 hours later. Forgive whatever inadequacies I have. Forgive my own limitations. And then that's when I started feeling better. It struck me that I was crying about the same thing my daughter was crying about. She sometimes at 6 months seems to get frustrated with her own limitations. She can't walk yet. She has a hard time crawling. She just sometimes seems like she gets frustrated with her little body that can't do a whole lot. And she just gets pissed off at it. And I saw that's the same thing. I get frustrated with this little body. It can't fulfill all of the mental ideas and obligations and expectations I have. It's not enough to do what I need it to do. And that's what needs to be forgiven, to let it be enough, to let it be okay. So once I went through all of that and I just sat on the couch, I didn't do anything, didn't go anywhere, didn't try and talk. I'm going to sit here until I feel better. And at first, the pressure is overwhelming because when you're feeling like you're not enough and you're trying to run around and go through and do the day, the last thing you want to do is sit there and not do anything. It's really hard to start with. But I don't know how long it took, 10, 20, 30 minutes. Time starts to snap apart and things like this. Finally, I was able to forgive myself, or God was able to forgive me, or show me my own forgiveness, however you want to look at it. God doesn't need to forgive me in that sense, but you can, however you want to put it. I felt the forgiveness come into my heart after asking for it, and then that brought some tears as I let go of that. And letting go of that, both pain and gratitude come in at once, and then all of a sudden it was quiet. No more mental noise. All of a sudden it was just totally quiet. And then peace. And then, okay, now I'm ready to go at this day. Now I'm ready to do what I need to today. Now I feel like I have enough time. Now everything's okay. Now I'm enough. Now I'll just do my best. I'll just do my best. And that helps me. And I lower the standards. You know what? If I get through this day without screwing my life up, that's enough. And for me, I use the word, if I get through this day sober, that's enough. I don't need to worry about anything else. Keep things simple. Now, I realize sober may not be a particular issue for you, but to me, sober is about not poisoning myself with any substance or any behavior either. So I think almost everyone can relate to doing something that's poisonous, whether it's a substance and or a behavior. So that's what I ask for. Look, let's just get through this day without doing that, without creating more pain and suffering for myself, and that's enough. Whatever else gets done, that's fine. So that's how I was able today to start out on the wrong side of the bed, get up and fix it, and then by 10 a.m., everything's fine. This all took less than an hour. And yet, how many times have I been unwilling to take that time to fix the big problem and then just blundered throughout the day, and all these bad things happened, and all these people I blamed for what went wrong, and all this crap, all when really it was just I woke up on the wrong side of the bed and didn't fix it. I've spent years waking up on the wrong side of the bed. Today, I'm not willing to spend a day on the wrong side of the bed. I pray today that I'm willing to work on whatever attitude and situation is in front of me. I pray that I'm willing to stop and take time to fix whatever problems are in front of me instead of trying to simply run away from them into the future. I pray that in sharing this with you, you have the same opportunities to learn what I've learned from others that works for me now to remove 99% of the pain and suffering in my life compared to what I lived with most of my life. The only way I can keep it is to give it away. So thank you for watching this. I hope you have a great day today.